State Senator Paul Faraci says the fight to protect workers on the job is far from over.
There's always something new that can be added and updated, and we just passed a bill out of committee a couple weeks ago that provides additional protections for people at work. And so we're always trying to keep aware of what those issues are and how we can protect people.
This senator was one of the speakers at a Workers' Memorial Day ceremony in Danville over the weekend. It took place at the local Workers' Memorial along North Hazel Street, which bears the names of over 35 area residents who have died while on the job. A new name added is W. Dale Cooper, who was one of three workers shot to death at the Veterans Affairs Hospital in Danville more than 50 years ago. Kevin Sage is president of the East Central Illinois Building and Construction Trades Council. He says that Cooper certainly deserves the recognition.
This gentleman, he had served in the military. He came back, went across the United States and served in VAs. He passed away here in Danville, so we're going to honor him today, and it's long overdue, I think.
And Sage noted the memorial service takes place each year. Jeff Cooper, one of Dale Cooper's sons, attended the special ceremony. Dad came from a humble background and believed in helping people, especially those in need, said Jeff, who was 13 when his dad died. Names of the other two people who died in the shooting spree at the VA had been added to the memorial earlier. I'm Bill Pickett.